This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, December 11th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. Well, a post-election survey confirms that the cost of groceries was a major issue that helped Donald Trump win the election. Trump voters were significantly more concerned about the cost of groceries and eating out than Harris voters. That according to the latest Gardner Food and Agriculture Policy Survey, which is operated by policy specialists at the University of Illinois and Purdue University. Consumers who were surveyed were asked to rate the extent to which various issues, including inflation, influence their votes. Biofuel producers and lawmakers from biofuel-heavy districts are counting on getting enough bipartisan support to preserve the 45Z tax credit in the next Congress, that despite President-elect Donald Trump's pledge to roll back the Biden administration's clean energy agenda. Congress is due to deal with the expiring provisions of the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, the TCJA, next year, and could reform the tax code more broadly. Through this process, the Republican-controlled House and Senate could alter some of the tax credits enacted in the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act. The law includes the Clean Fuel Production Credit, known as 45Z. The funds were set aside to help the biofuel and sustainable aviation fuel industries grow. Revenue committee leaders in both chambers would not comment on the potential fate of those individual credits. We're just looking through the entire tax code and everything to see what's good, what could be worked on, what could be improved, and what should lapse, House Ways and Means Committee Chair Jason Smith said. The Senate Finance Committee's GOP staff noted previous comments made by incoming Chairman Mike Crapo of Idaho. Previously, Crapo told Bloomberg, quote, "We're doing a deep dive into the entire Tax Cuts and Jobs Act and many other pieces of the tax code that are not technically part of it, as well as proposals that are out there. We're just evaluating what the scores are, how those could work into a different type of plan." During his campaign, President-elect Trump derided the IRA and other administration climate policies as the Green New Scam and vowed to rescind many parts of the landmark bill. Minority leadership of the House Agriculture Committee will be decided next week. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries today described a generational transition underway in the party at a press conference. Next week, the Democratic Steering Committee is expected to consider nominees for several committee ranking member positions, and that includes the three-way race for the Agriculture Committee between current ranking member David Scott of Georgia and Representatives Angie Craig of Minnesota and Jim Costa of California. At a news conference today, Jeffrey said, quote, "As often has been the case in the past, committee leadership challenges emerge. Let me also make clear that House Democrats continue to value the experience that many long-serving members of the caucus bring to the table." Jeffries has remained neutral on the House Ag Committee ranking member race, notably has not defended Scott's standing. Punchbowl News reported that while all candidates were invited, Scott did not attend four candidate forums, including one hosted today by the CBC. The Mexican government stressing the benefits of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement to the United States amid President-elect Donald Trump's tariff threats and preparations for the trade deal's forthcoming review. Market access for U.S. agriculture could be a prominent item on the agenda. Both Mexican and Canadian officials have expressed an interest in preserving the free trade agreement. Details of these and other stories can be found today at www.agripulse.com. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Farmers don't give up in tough times. The Farm Bill helps secure they don't have to by providing them with the tools to keep our food supplies secure in all seasons. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.